You can see the cars in the parking lot, the trailside condos, each individual hardwood tree and pine, mountain rivulets snaking through the valleys, the summits, the clear blue skies, and, of course, the pristine snow on the trails. Each one is as accurate as can be, and each one is the work of an artist. I'm referring to the small, probably folded-up works of art that you may have been carrying in your winter jacket pocket at some point in the last 30 years. They're mountain ski trail maps, and they're painted by Jim Niehues. Over the years, Jim has painted the trail maps for Stowe, Okemo, Sugarbush, Mad River Glen, Ascutney, and so many more. I connected to Jim via Zoom earlier this week from his basement art studio in Parker, Colorado, in the suburbs of Denver, to ask him just how he creates these beautiful works of art that, if you're a skier or snowboarder, are also very practical. Hey, Jim, thanks for connecting with me today.
Well, thank you, Mary.
You've been painting these ski trail maps all over Vermont, of many Vermont mountains and ski resorts, and also all over the world. How do you get up there? How are you getting these bird's eye views and then taking those and turning them into these beautiful paintings?
Certainly as aerial photography, I'll get up and fly the area. In this particular case in 1990, the very first one out there was Stowe. 1990 was a great year for me in Vermont because there was six of them total. Boy, I just came in with a bang. I flew those first six, I'm pretty sure, in that one flight. And I would fly at a very high altitude above the summit, about 2,000 feet, and get a wide pan of the mountain. And then I would drop to lower elevations and pick up the detail. The next altitude down would probably be 500 feet above the summit, and I'd get a lot of the background mountains and then drop on down to the summit elevation and get detail of the upper mountain and drop to mid-mountain elevation to get the lower detail. I can't get into a landscape without actually mapping it. I don't know what it is, but I got to be truthful to it. And I think that's important.
And then from those aerial photographs, do you immediately begin painting? Do you have to sift through all those, I'm sure, first?
It's kind of a puzzle in most cases, and you take all these different perspectives and mesh them together so that you have a final view on a single pane of paper.
Are these all oil paintings?
It's watercolor in most cases. The very latest one, Mad River Glen, I decided to do that in oil. So that's the only one in Vermont that I've done in oil.
And I was seeing on your Instagram page that a lot of people ping you and ask if you're also including buried treasure maps in these ski trail maps that you're painting.
I really feel that the more realistic and just to try to capture everything in the detail that I do portrays an image that people will believe more. So I don't really try to do anything cute with it.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the particular trail maps right now from Okemo, and you know the colors are just so lovely to look at. All the blues and greens, and obviously the white from the snow and the clouds, the mountain range in the background. Why watercolor? What is the advantage?
The technique is used because it was used by my predecessors, and the main reason was to make changes as the years went by and repaint that area to the new alterations of the mountain. Even if I use a computer on these changes, I'll go back to the original and change it also to keep it up to date.
And Jim, you're from Colorado. You told me you grew up in, surrounded by high deserts and super majestic 10,000 foot mountains. Is there something unique that really stands out when you're painting Vermont ski trails?
It's, I painted 200 of these, so it's kind of hard to make everyone look different, but they are. And they're kind of fingerprints of the resort. Certainly the eastern areas with their hardwoods poses a kind of a challenge to portray that well. But I, whenever I visited back there and skied back there, I would remember the early morning and all the frost on the trees and how the canopy just glowed, and so that's what I try to capture in my paintings. Hopefully I've done that well. I guess maybe I have.
Oh, well, there's many a skier and snowboarder around here and all around the world who really appreciate your work. So thanks so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you, Mary. And it's good to be with you and the skiers in Vermont.
That's artist Jim Niehues, the man behind the maps. He has a new book full of images of those ski trail maps and is continuing his life's work, sketching some of his favorite landscapes. Find photos at vpr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition.